pay you. Thank you for everything. I know this might be a little cliche, but it feels so nice being able to have you here for my birthday. Is more than I could ever ask. I feel so happy. I wish there was a better word to describe it, but lately things have been so bland. But you spice up my life. Yeah, kind of like that. Your smile makes me smile too. It makes me happy. And I feel so safe with you. But it doesn't feel boring in the slightest. It's like I can be myself. Like I can completely just be who I want to be. And it's because of that that I've been able to make so much progress in my life. That I've been able to be so happy. And even the things that make me sad, they don't have so much of a grip over me. Even when I fight with Kachan these days, it doesn't feel hopeless, like we're always going to be at each other's throats. And even when we have our disagreements, I have that trust in you, that I know somehow we're going to be close again, and it won't take that long either. Hey, chin up. No need to be too... Huh? No, don't beat yourself up over that. Come here, honey. I know you had a million different plans for what you wanted to do today. What you wanted to have as the perfect birthday celebration. And all that. But trust me, honey. It's not that you're not doing it. It's not that anything is lacking. You don't have to get me a birthday cake for it to feel like a celebration, for me to feel special, like your eyes tell me you want me to. Yeah, just hearing your voice and being able to really have a bonding moment with you, to hold you in my arms, to do stupid things like we used to. Hell, I still look back, and I think of those times we used to watch something as silly and childish as Blue's Clues, but it was special, because we shared it, you and I. And I'm not one to look too far back into the past, because I know I've made my fair share of mistakes and things I wish I didn't. But one thing's for sure. I'm proud we made it to here. I'm proud of where we are right now, in this moment. I'm glad to be here with you. And even if it's tough, even if everything feels wrong some days, I just know it's gonna be fine. Because I have you. You're very special to me, darling. And you make this birthday something more than just a celebration to me. You make me feel like I'm alive. That I can do something more than just exist. And I know how much you've tried. All these times when I've almost lost myself, you were that which saved me. The one thing in my life I wouldn't change it all. And that's powerful. That's something I don't think many people can say. A significant other isn't what you are to me. You're more than just significant. More than just some person to me. You're everything. And you know, just to get technical, I know it's embarrassing, but the reason why I started calling you Puppy, it was pretty simple. I saw how it made you smile. At first, it would make you laugh, and then then it just seemed to be a point of comfort for you. It meant something. And I know maybe it's silly. Maybe people would look at me funny for saying it. But I'm not gonna apologize to you, nor them. Because I love you. And it's one of the many ways that I express that. You're special. Really special. And I know, maybe it's not much, but there's a lot of things I still want to do with you. A lot of things I want to show you. I know I don't know that much about this great big world, but as my short time as a pro hero, I've seen so many good and terrible things. But I'm happy to count you as one of the best things that's ever happened to me. In fact, I can say for sure now, you're absolutely the best thing. And I know you won't believe it, nor will your own doubts let you agree to something like that. And that's okay. I might be the birthday guy, but that doesn't mean that I can make you feel something you don't. But I want to. You know, it may be my birthday, but I want to spoil you. I want you to feel that alive and well feeling. But that's not really how it should be said. That just sounds like you're existing. Breathing isn't enough. But sometimes, stealing your breath away might be. Maybe it's a start. I don't want you to see me as that insecure guy I was when you first met me. Fresh out of high school, I didn't know what I was doing. And to be fair, maybe you didn't either. But even then, I still really enjoyed the time we spent learning what it even means to care about someone while we figured out all those missions one after the next. I know that there's a lot, so many things that we haven't solved yet. And I guess I look at it and I see an adventure, even if it means that epidemic's still out there, or the League of Villains, or even Kai. So, the jury's out about what I am at this point. Yeah, I could never be too bad. I think my heart's too big for this to ever really be a villain, you know? But if nothing else, I'll say this. A small promise, a birthday promise. I like the sound of it, honestly. Yeah. Well, what I was gonna say was, this birthday present that I want from you, it is just this promise, but promise me, no matter what we become, no matter how the future goes, we won't lose ourselves, okay? I promise I won't let myself ever betray what you and I stands for. I want it to mean something. To be special, beyond special. And I know. Yeah, you said it. It's a big leap, what we have to do. But right now, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be okay. I just have a feeling, you know? When I look into your eyes, I'm not filled with anything other than love and comfort, that I feel like I'm really doing things right for once. I know I've done a lot of wrong. In fact, there's even been times when I might have been really close to being a villain. Not because I wanted to be, but because I felt I had to be. You know, it puts things into perspective sometimes. When you're pushed to your limits, when you think there's only one way out, it makes villains not seem like villains, but people. And I guess I realized that. That I'm just a person too. And that being a hero isn't something that's consistent. Not like an alignment so much as it is a choice. You have to decide where and what you stand for, right? I guess you helped me a lot with that. I realized that I stand by you. Whether that makes me a hero, a villain, or just someone crazy in love. It's a lot, isn't it? What we've been through together. I think about it sometimes, even more so than that. Not just the events that happened, the many ups and downs of the missions that kept piling on, but rather what happened as an aftermath. I hope I never scared you. Well, at least you can be honest and tell me that I did a few times. It's all right. It's all in the past now. But what isn't in the past is the many things we've still got to do. You with me, puppy? You really do have that energy. Golden Retriever energy, I'd say. Me too? Well, I'll take that as a compliment, and, well, thanks for sticking by me. Thanks for everything you do for me. Baby, thank you for existing. Thank you for always being that shining light that gives me hope at the end of the day. It makes me so happy on my birthday, when otherwise I might be all alone. I'm so happy to hear from you. I'm so lucky to have you, to be a part of your life, to be with you. You know, sometimes I think to myself that maybe this time I've blown it, but every time you always come back to me. And it gives me hope that maybe I haven't ruined this. Maybe I'm not beyond saving. Maybe I can still save a whole bunch of people and make their lives better instead of worse. But then I think, well, this one's kind of shameful, but as much as I care about being like All Might, or at least getting revenge for him, I realized I care more than I'd like to admit, about how you feel, about us. Sometimes it feels like we're on an island, that my former friends are so far away. I wonder why everyone went their separate ways, but something tells me it's not going to stay that way. I can feel it. It's only a matter of time before we all end up back the way we should have been. Together. Friends don't leave each other. And they don't give up. I know. I'm guilty. Guilty of making mistakes in how I handled it. I hurt them. Hell, they probably think I'm going to be their enemy. But I don't want that to be the ending. The story keeps going far on into its pages. But I feel like ours isn't anywhere near its conclusion. I feel like I'm missing something when I look back. Ways I could have handled things better, but Like I said before, it's not exactly birthday thoughts, you know? I didn't mean it to worry you. It's just, you know how I am. I'll make notes day in and day out. Keep going over it again and again. What I could do better for next time. What I did wrong this time. It just keeps going. A continuum of thoughts. Sometimes it's hard to handle, but most of the time, thankfully, I can deal with it. Thanks in no small part to a certain someone right in front of me. That fits perfectly in my arms, I might add, and has perhaps the most adorable expression I can imagine. I love you, honey. I'll always love you. And I'll always think I must be so, so lucky in order to have someone like you care so much about me. I couldn't be happier. And I want you to know that deeper down, the more I think, the more I just want to lay here with you. Well, I guess that's just how I want to spend my birthday. I want it to be a memory that I won't forget. Do you happen to know of any ways to make it unforgettable? Well, I guess that's a start. It's definitely better than what I was thinking, I think. You always make my heart race like this. I get lost where my thoughts of analytical things just fall apart, and I think you completely beat me here. I don't really mind. I want it to be unforgettable. I want to remember this moment, no matter how far time goes by. I want to think of it when there's nothing else to think about. I want to feel. Be a part of your life in such a way that you never regret being with me. I love you so much. I wish I had more of a mastery of the literary arts. Then maybe I'd be able to find a more eloquent way of saying it. But instead, I'll just say, you're one of a kind. The kind of person that makes you smile, not just on your lips, but you can feel the warmth in your heart. It's truly a feeling that I couldn't get anywhere else, that I've never had in my entire existence, in my entire life. I want you to know, you're beyond special. And I know, we'll be together forever, won't we? You'll stay by me, won't you? That's the best birthday gift ever. What do you mean, the second best? I love you, baby, darling, puppy. I only ever want to know. What's in your heart and feel it. Knowing and writing down in my notebook would never be satisfying enough. No. What I want is to feel like this many, many times in the future. I love you. And I hope somehow that you feel as loved as I do. Because it's wonderful. It's lovely. I can't really put it into words, but it's something that feels so natural, so passionate, and yet so intense that I could never grow tired of it. I'm hopelessly addicted to you and hopelessly in love. That's why I won't stop until you've fallen in love with me. Again and again, you know. Dancing to a song that doesn't exist. That's what it feels like. But in the best possible way imaginable. I've got you. You're so cute when you do that. Oh. Well, I mean, I was trying. I didn't step on your toes, did I? You okay? Yeah. Everything's gonna be fine. And for what it's worth, I was thinking, maybe we could spend a bit more quality time. As much as I'd like to say I'm beyond mere mortal coils and beyond a need for carnal desires, I do at least enjoy holding you like this. Such an intense kiss. I suit yourself. Just don't say I didn't warn you, okay? Honey, you've got a strange look in your eyes. Am I to take that as my other birthday present? Or is it just you like seeing me blush like this? I can't tell, but I'm not gonna complain. I love kissing you. I love holding you like this. I love everything we do. Not so rough, okay? What are you? You're crazy today. No, that's not me complaining. It's the opposite. You're kind of life are on the edges today. Careful, I... I have been in quite a few situations with my back against the wall like this, but I think this is by far the most fun of those situations. Into you today, darling. If you keep doing that, you can't. Now what are we gonna do? You're a mess. And so am I. And now, that's a big mess. Well, I mean, if you say so, just don't think I'm some kind of pushover. Okay? Hey, not teasing will get you nowhere. You using my words like that, and worse yet, the way you're teasing me like this. Puppy, don't be such a naughty girl. God, your hands, they feel so good on my cock. I love it. There's a certain tenderness that you always stroke me with. Even as I'm walking, teasing me. Careful. You can't get away with this forever, you know. If you keep teasing me, I'll get even for sure. What? Don't think I'm being serious? Of course I am. At this point, you're milking me. A vigorous stroking from behind. I can barely take it. This isn't spoiling if you're teasing me to all hell, you know. Coming. What's the big idea, anyways? You can't just shoving me down all of a sudden. How could you? Now you're grinding against my cock with your pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels good. Oh, that feels so fucking good. You always, always do make me feel so good. So rough today. I can't handle this level of teasing. Please, don't. It's my birthday. You can't just. Don't grind on my cock so much. I'll come again. And at this point, I'll just keep coming. That's what you intend, isn't it? You're just in your bully mode, huh? I can barely think. That's what you intended, you little sadist. What are you doing? If you hunt my cock like that, it'll slip inside, you dummy. Shut up, I don't sound like a puppy. What do you mean about a litter of them? Shut up. It's not. Every time. Oh, God. I'm so close to slipping inside you. Fuck. 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 Yes. Shut up. Shut up, you dummy. You're just bullying me. Because you know I can't really fight back against this. Because I never said I liked it like that. I didn't, I swear. It's not like that. I know I'm moaning loud, but you didn't have to say it. What do you mean asking me that? Asking me if I want you to take me inside? Shut up. Fine. Fine. I'll admit to it, I do, but it's too embarrassing to just say. I can't. Fine. I do want it. I want it so bad. Please, please. Fine, please, 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 shove my cock deep inside you. Please, let me in, mommy. So rough, so rough. I can't think at all. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yeah. Yes, please. Please, more. Oh, honey. Fuck me. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Might as well. My brain's already shot, so might as well break my body, too. Oh, fuck, fuck, oh, fuck, fuck, oh, fuck, fuck, oh, yes, 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 fuck, 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 I'm gonna come so fucking hard, I'm gonna come so fucking hard, I'm gonna come so fucking hard, fuck, 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 fuck. You're still switching against me. There's no more to milk out, you know. It's all inside you. Darling. Puppy. I can't think of anything but you. I can't. I'm so in love with you, but did you have to bully me so much? I guess I liked it, but shut up. It's my birthday, so you're such a tease even now. Then I might as well get the comfort of aftercare too, right? Yeah, I love you. What do you mean I sound mad about it? I'm not. Did you feel good? I hope I made you feel really good. I felt amazing. Even if you do have a stubborn way about it. What? You're the one who doesn't know when to quit. What? But I... Fine, have it your way, dummy. I enjoy every moment with you. And so what? I won't stop, okay? So you can't either. We'll be together forever, won't we? Yeah, just like that. I meant every word, you know. Every single one. Yeah, that word too. Shut up, it's just... It's embarrassing. Fine. Don't think that we're even yet. The moment I get a chance, I'm gonna fuck your brains out twice as hard as you fucked me. Because, well, reasons. Shut up. Whatever. Gloat it out right now. Because it's the only time you're gonna get to me.